From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, John Swinney has been confirmed as the SNP's new leader after he emerged as the only candidate to replace Humza Yousaf. The outgoing First Minister resigned on Monday after ending a power-sharing deal with the Greens. John Swinney will face a vote at Holyrood later this week, where it's likely he will become First Minister. He says he's keen to get on with the job as soon as possible.
My bid to become SNP leader has received very, very comprehensive support within the SNP. I set out a message which is about unifying the SNP to strengthen our party and to win Scottish independence.
Civilians have started leaving parts of Rafah in southern Gaza after an Israeli evacuation order. Defence officials say it's limited scope operation affecting about 100,000 people. Israel has for months been threatening to invade Rafah. Tal Schneider, political correspondent at the Times of Israel, says it follows further truce talks.
The ceasefire collapsed, as much as I can understand. You know, Hamas, Israel was waiting for their answer for like 2 weeks and they were stalling and stalling. And during the weekend, unfortunately, our prime minister, you know, sent out statements saying we'll do Rafah anyhow. I don't see the talks progressing anyway.
A Hamas official has described the evacuation order as a dangerous escalation. Detectives have opened a murder investigation following a stabbing in East London. A 38-year-old man was attacked in Bethnal Green following reports of a fight after 8 o'clock last night. Train passengers are facing disruption all week because of a six-day overtime ban. Members of the ASLEF union will also stage 3 one-day strikes across different operators from tomorrow until Thursday. And gun salutes have been fired across the UK to mark the anniversary of the King's coronation. They took place in London, Edinburgh, Cardiff and at Hillsborough Castle near Belfast. LBC weather, a mixture of sunny spells and heavy showers across most of the UK. Cloudier in southeast England with more persistent rain, a high of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Amelia Cox.